Just days after the tsunami hit southern India in December, a young rock band in Bangalore staged a benefit show called Flood Aid. The band goes by the name Thermal and a Quarter. It's on the vanguard of India's growing rock scene. Jeffrey Pepper Rogers recently met with the band in the Indian city of Chennai and has this profile.
Inside Chennai's ultra-stylish Park Hotel is a place called the Leather Bar. The air is thick with smoke and chatter in English and Tamil. Young men in blue jeans punch out text messages on glowing cell phones, spreading the word about tonight's appearance by Thermal and a Quarter. The band comes from Bangalore, India's high-tech capital. They're here in Chennai recording their third CD of original fusion rock. The name Thermal and a Quarter is an oblique reference to the band's ethnic roots. Thermal comes from the fact that there are three Malayalis in the band. The quarter refers to songwriter Bruce Lee Money, who's a quarter Malayali and three-quarters Tamil. Money is a formidable guitarist who's performed everything from traditional jazz to heavy metal to Hindustani fusion.
In terms of musical backgrounds, one of the bands I grew up listening to was The Ventures. The Ventures and the Shadows, that whole instrumental surf thing, you know? And I used to trip on them a whole lot. Used to like movie soundtracks, stuff like The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, that whole American thing, I guess. I was very much brought up on that.
Back in the 80s, before the web and MTV India, one of the few chances to discover Western bands was the Grammy Awards. That's how Rajiv Rajagopal, the drummer, got hooked on AC/DC and hard rock. Rudy, the bass player, found his musical hero on an unmarked cassette in someone's car.
I just heard that one song and I really had to have that tape because I'd never heard anything like it in my life. And I held on to that tape for about 3 years. This was in the late 80s, before I discovered who the singer was. And it was James Taylor and Never Die Young was the album. And that is still my ultimate album.
Rajesh Mihar comes to the band from a very different angle. He studied South Indian classical violin and vocal for 12 years, 5 hours a day, before picking up the guitar.
I have a very strong Carnatic training, and in Indian music, there's a complete absence of vocal harmony, because it's just a single note that you're talking about, so, you know, it's those micro tones that you go through each, so there's no possibility of vocal harmony, and the first thing that absolutely got me was vocal harmony in Western music, and it's just such a powerful and such a new thing for me because it was something that I never explored before. Always on, it's always on, like
everything is spinning round. On the rhythm side, Thermal and a Quarter ventures far from the straight-ahead four-beat patterns of American music. Their songs maneuver through counts of five and seven and all sorts of tricky syncopations. This kind of thing comes naturally to Indian musicians, says Rajesh Mihar.
If you see in Indian music, one of the, especially down south in Kerala and Tamil Nadu, you have a lot of odd timings. So one of the very famous Malayalam songs goes ta da ta 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 ta, which is what you sing to a child as a lullaby. And it's in a seven, so it's a 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4.
All the guys in the band are fluent in multiple Indian languages, but went to English-speaking schools. So English is the natural language for their songs, just as rock is a natural idiom, considering the music they grew up with. More and more young Indians share this East-West perspective. But the band is on the margins of a music industry ruled by Hindi film music and its offshoot genre, indie pop. Rajesh Mihar explains.
Most common marketing sense says that if you want to reach the millions, which is the only revenue model that anyone's even bothering to look at, you have to sing in Hindi or you have to sing in a regional language. Look, go ahead, look.
look at me, black hair, brown eyes, brown man, never mind the goatee. Oh yes, I'm from the exotic east. The heat, the dust, the burden of the beast, the smells, the spices, and the mystery.
In 7 years of playing and promoting their own music, Thermal and a Quarter has achieved impressive success. In 2001, they opened for Deep Purple in Bangalore in front of 40,000 people. Rajiv Rajagopal has a day job with Intel, and Rajesh Mihar works for IBM. But Rudy and Bruce Lee Money make a living off music. For Bruce Lee Money, perhaps the sweetest victory is overcoming the expectation that they be a cover band.
So it took a while. It took a long time before we had people coming to our concerts and asking for our songs. Because we just kept playing. And at some point it sinks in, you know. And now it's amazing when we do these monthly concerts. That we get a crowd who wants to listen to our music. And if you play too many covers, they just get a little upset, in fact.
These days, the band sees clear signs that India's rock scene is coming of age. More bands around the country are playing their own music, and fans are congregating on websites like GigPad and RSJ Online. For now, the guys in Thermal and a Quarter are putting their faith in this growing network rather than a record company. Their new songs can be downloaded for free from their website and freely shared. For NPR News, this is Jeffrey Pepper Rogers.
Our program is directed by Jonathan Baer, edited by Quinn O'Toole, and produced by Graham Smith. The technical director is Michael Cullen. The staff includes Susan Feeney, Sarah Saracen, Allison McAdam, Charlie Mayer, Nathan Santamaria, Andrea Hsu, and Lizzie O'Leary. Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. The managing editors for NPR News are Barbara Ream and Bill Marimo. I'm Melissa Block. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Don't let it pass you by.